AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In New York City, police say two men who brought explosives to a weekend protest were inspired by ISIS. Julie Walker has the latest.
The NYPD says 18-year-old Amir Balat and 19-year-old Ibrahim Kayumi were seen on video with two IEDs outside Mayor Mamdani's residence over the weekend. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
As alleged, both defendants have admitted that they acted on Saturday because of ISIS.
The devices with the explosive TATP are deadly but did not go off. More bomb-making material was found in the car they were driving, U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton.
It is chilling that they wanted to do something more than the Boston Marathon, more than three deaths.
The pair from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, came into the city to counter-protest against conservative activist Jake Lang's Stop the Islamic Takeover rally. Balat's lawyer, Mehdi Azmidi, says there are a lot of unanswered questions.
Accused of terrorists.
There was no forewarning of that.
Julie Walker, New York.
Hardline Ayatollah Mujtaba Khamenei has been chosen to succeed his late father as Iran's supreme leader. And Sam Mednick reports a death in Israel is being blamed on an Iranian missile.
I'm at the site of a missile strike in central Israel. But what they've said is that at least one person has been killed. Several others have been critically injured. And authorities said that this was caused by a cluster munition. That is a smaller bomblet, although it's not small at all, that comes from the larger bomb. It can cause widespread damage and destruction. Israel's army said that Iran is firing cluster munitions nearly daily into Israel. This is the first time in about a week, though, that someone has been killed.
So far, the Iran war has killed at least 1,230 people in Iran, nearly 400 in Lebanon and 11 in Israel, plus 7 U.S. soldiers. And the Kremlin says President Trump had a, quote, frank and businesslike phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today to discuss the war in Iran and other issues. This is AP News. A day of volatility. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after shaking off a big early loss as crude oil prices pulled back after spiking to their highest level in 4 years. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Monday. The index had been down as much as 1.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 239 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.4%. It was the latest turbulence to hit markets as investors try to assess how long the war with Iran will last and what impact it could have on the flow of oil from the Persian Gulf. Consistently high oil prices would mean steeper gas costs for U.S. households. It would also raise fuel and transportation costs for all kinds of businesses, which could make inflation worse. Seth Sutel, New York.
More news and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.